Monday night and the day of the Torah, Rabbi Yossi Moore.
Right, good evening. So, I'm sure. Just an interesting idea that yesterday, I don't know if you remember from Shacharis, after Chazor Zashatz, the question is, did you say Tachanun after Shacharis yesterday, where yesterday was Sunday, which Purim was already Friday, and Sunday is really, it's all over, game over, right? There's that in Ador, there's nothing going on here. But in Eretz Yisrael, there's still something going on, Suda, there's nice things going on there. And the question is, do you say Tachanun on Sunday, which for us is nothing in Eretz Yisrael, there is a lot going on. So, I think...
Machlekes,
right? And... Why? Right, okay, so then anyway, don't say. You said that, when was that Tachanun? Half a minute, yeah? You see, there's a big... Any half a minute we say not. That... Okay, today, yeah, right. But the Maisa, you know, a lot, the shuls were divided, half-half. I haven't seen any rhyme or rhythm, which shul did and which shul didn't. Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach did say that, right, they did say, Rav Shlomo Zalman did say that you don't have to say Tachanun, because for Yerushalayim, they're having a good time, so we should also have a good time. That's similar thoughts, okay? But however, all the other poskim said that no, they should say Tachanun, because for us in Chutz Lorez, or even in Eretz Yisrael, B'nai Brak, other places which only keep your Dalit like us, don't forget all those places, all the normal places in Eretz Yisrael, besides Yerushalayim. So, oh yeah, so if you wear Shtramel, it's a Gainish. If you wear Shtramel on Sunday, so you can't say Tachanun with a Shtramel, how does it work? Okay, so that's not the problem. But, okay, why am I mentioning this? Because it's a geshmaki idea, I don't believe. This is just a very interesting idea to know. Just a posh idea. Someone was questioning and saying, you know, you have a machloik as whether you say Tachanun, just be makel, because don't forget, Tachanun is the Rabbonon, blah, blah, blah. There's an interesting machshava that you look in the Torah, it's in the top Rish Sadi Gimel, very, very nice. He brings from the Rav Amram Gon was one of the Goyim, one of the early Rishayim, and the Torah brings down, you won't believe I'm saying this from the Torah, Kosav Rav Amram Zal. He says the minig b'shtei yeshivas, the minig is in two yeshivas back in the day. Lipoil al paneim on Purim. Why? Even on Purim to do Tachanun after Chazon Sashatz, after you do the Kravitz. Kivan shuhu yoyim nes. It's a day of a nes. V'nigalu boy, and they became redeemed on that day. Tzrichin onu levakish rachamim. We need to ask rachamim. Shigalenu ba'achrina, that Hashem should give a geula for at the end. Kaburishoina, like in the previous one. Rav Amram Gon, the Torah is bringing the shita of Rav Amram Gon to say Tachanun even on Purim. Now the Torah does say the minig is not like this. V'china minig that the ma'aser we don't say Tachanun on Purim. So this puts things a bit into perspective that where there's a bit of a shayla, you could sway the shayla the other way, that there could be a mokum to say fakir if already on Purim. Rav Amram Gon is saying to say the Tachanun, so though we don't pass him like that, so when we have another shayla, that's already, it puts things into perspective. Chanukah asks, so Rav Amram Gon, he asks this kasha, if you look in the Siddha, Rav Amram Gon, he asks, why in Chanukah do you not say Purim? He says, on Chanukah you say Halal. And you say Halal, you say Zeh Yom Asar Hashem Megidah Menisub Chavoy. That you can't already say Tachanun there. But when it comes to Purim, you don't say Tachanun, or you don't say Halal. So you're going to question Shai Tshuva. Reb Chaim's got a kasha. Shai Tshuva. Did you know this from Shai Tshuva? If a person is stuck without a Megillah, says the Shai Tshuva. What's the Shai Tshuva? You mentioning this one? The Shai Tshuva says he should say Halal on Purim. That means if someone's stuck at home and he's not relying on Zoom, he should say hello. Interesting. That's some interesting. Okay, we're completely going off point. The plan is, Mr. Hashem, tomorrow to sail through strictly with a plan of going through the halachas of Hagala properly with a geshmak, with a seder. I just want to share with you final thoughts. Here it goes. A shayla like this. Okay. So there is someone on Sunday. He had furniture in his house. He didn't tell me what furniture. Let's say it was a couch. I don't know what type of furniture. And he called up a non-Jewish charity organization to know whether they are able to take the couch off him. Okay, so he said, yeah, no problem, it's okay. And he said, okay, so I'm going to give it to you. At the end of the conversation, they said, by the way, we don't pick up your couch. We don't do pickups. You have to bring it over and bring it over to us. So now the shaila was that he had agreed to schlep over the furniture and give it over to the non-Jewish charity organization, but the ma'isa, at the end of the day, he couldn't really be bothered, you know, taking the whole couch and schlepping it into the car and taking it into a stopper organization. So he wanted to change his mind. He knew someone that is able to take the couch away for him with no fee. And the question is, if someone says he's going to give tzedakah, if a person says, I'm going to give tzedakah, right? The halacha is that you can't change your mind. We've mentioned actually a few times that Shlomo Zalman Oibach was very makbid that if a person, let's say a mashulach, would come in the door and he would put his hand inside his pocket thinking that he's going to give a pound coin to the person who came inside, and for whatever reason the mashulach slipped him or went too fast or he didn't catch him or he was busy with tachnun or something, and now the mashulach is gone, he was very makbid that before he took out the pound, to be mechaven that he's only going to give it al das that this happens. But if it doesn't happen, he wants it to stay choil, he wants it to stay his own. But because you've got to be careful that if you even kavona, even with machshava to give stokah, that already is chal. We say misirosa, we say that the amira lehekdesh, just by saying that you're going to give to hekdesh, is kimisirosa lehedyat. It's as if you already handed it over. Therefore, the shaila is if a person says he's going to give furniture to a non-Jewish stock organization, is that considered? Can he now change his mind?
Yeah, he wanted to pick it up.
Okay, but initially he has agreed to deliver it, and now he just can't be bothered. Now, basically, he's got off the phone. He said he's going to bring round his furniture. Can he change his mind? What would he say? He's not interested. He wants someone else to take it. Doesn't want to know. No, person down the other line, they can't see his couple, they can't see how he's speaking, he can't, he's got it. So now, very interesting, that this halacha by tzedakah,
Well,
that's interesting. Let me share with you, that if you have a Jewish organization that is in charge of a gemach that takes furniture of people and gives it over to other people, once you say, you ring them up and say, I've got a spare cabinet, I want to give it to the gemach. Once you say that, then you can't change your mind. Amira legevoya, saying that you're going to give it a gavoya, is kemishrosh lehadit, and even if it's not the oni that you're speaking to, but the gizbar is it's liyada oni. It's considered that you've already given to oni. Yeah, you can change organizations. Okay. That's a good point. That's a good point. If you say that you're going to give it to a different oni, that's okay. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. But now he's not. Someone else told me he can take it, but it's not. He's not an oni. You can take it and dump it. Not without any problem. And the question is, so let's get to the bottom line, that the ma'aseh is b'negeah to a goy, we don't say this halacha, amira legavoya, that it's considered that you've given money to gavoya. It was only b'negeah to aniyei Yisrael that we say that it's got such a power, that giving to aniyei Yisrael is a very powerful halacha. So big as a chus, but Shein can give to aniyei goyim, it's something that we try and do, if mishum eva, but it's not a mitzvah in itself. Giving to Aniyei Yisrael is the most powerful thing. We mentioned before the Ramah that says if a goy had actually donated money for us to distribute to the Aniyei Ho'ir. Imagine someone, let's say a non-Jewish person, gives an envelope with £1,000 and he says, distribute it to the poor people from town. What's the halacha? What do you do with £1,000? Says the Ramah, okay. So says the Ramah that it's too choshuv to give it to. It's too choshev of a mitzvah to give it to the Aniyei Yisrael. You've got to use it for something else. Okay, right. We'll say that all after America. Okay, fine. Yeah, I'll say that. So the kitzur, the halacha is over here when it comes to the Aniyei, when it comes to When it comes to a Goyish organization, then Taka we say that the halacha is that the Amir Legavoya is not considered a Kemisros Lehedit, it can check a change of mind, and it could even be a Shaila to give it. Okay, we'll have to be Marach. Okay, right. Here comes another Shaila, right? There's a person that is in London that she now requires a carer. Now the carer is, the carer cooks food for her. It's a non-Jewish carer, and now the halacha is that a person can't eat if a non-Jew cooked food for a Yid, then you can't eat that food. So let's say there's pasta for supper. Okay, so what's the halacha if a person needs meals cooking? So then what's the way forward? Oh, so now the only person in the house is the older person, is the older lady, and you've got the non-Jewish carer, which now wants to cook a supper for the older lady. What would he say? What would he suggest? What would he suggest the halacha? Okay, so lachatchila, obviously try and go to a shop and buy the supper and buy the pasta. But if you can't buy, so heating up is always okay because you're not cooking it. But if let's say there's pasta that she needs to have for supper, what's the way forward if you have a non-Jewish carer that wants to look after and wants to cook a meal for the Jewish person? What would you say the halacha is? Now, getting a Jew to light the fire would be the way forward, but every time the supper, the child lives very far away, and he's not able to come just every time that the supper needs to be made. So what would he suggest on a practical level? What's the etzah? So there's an interesting Mishnah Berurah that tells you that for a chole she'im b'sakona, a person is allowed to eat bishul akum. Can you imagine? Bishul akum is usually also, but for letzoyuch a chole she'im b'sakona, bishul akum is mutah. It's a very interesting halacha. That's bishul akum mutzah. So really, in such a case, it's a chayla even shein b'sakona. Mishnah Berurah brings down in Hilchos Shabbos. He says that it comes from the Tshuva Rashba. A chayla shein b'sakona can actually eat from a goy if there's no other eitzah, there's no other alternative. This is the riddle they say on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah was speaking about this halacha on Shabbos. The riddle is, how is it possible? It's treifus, yes. You've got to make sure that the bosso is kosher. And now, if he's cooking, yeah. So then they'll have other problems. But let's say you have a carer, and the carer wants to cook for the chayla. The halacha is that the chayla can actually eat bishul akum. Can you imagine bishul akum? We're very scared about cholav akum, which we have big atayim for. It comes to bishul akum, which is very chomel. Bishul akum is very, very chomel. And a felahachi, a person's called a chayla shayim besakona, and you're not able to get pasta from the local shop. No problem. She can actually eat, make a mezonis on bishul akum. So very first halacha. This is the riddle. Goes like this. How is it possible? A person's middle of a schnitzel. It's a schmack of schnitzel. And punkt, bang in the middle, is mechuyev to stop. Is mechuyev to stop. Now you can't have the schnitzel. Game over. You got to finish the schnitzel. Not possible to finish the schnitzel. I'm not talking about, you know, you realize on the tannis, or you realize the hechsh is no good, or something like that. Yeah, he's in the middle of a schnitzel, the geschmack of schnitzel. And suddenly you tell him, okay, you have to stop eating the schnitzel. Okay, let's get... No, that's not halacha. He's in the middle of a schnitzel, enjoy it, yeah, enjoy it. Okay, carry another 2 minutes. Carry another, you got another 2 minutes, carry on. It's not going to be in Kippur. No, I'm just saying, okay, how is it possible that person's mechuyev to stop having the schnitzel? This is the riddle, sorry? If a yid comes, because now he's able, it's very similar. Mishnah Berurah discusses a very similar case. Mishnah Berurah says that on Shabbos, the halacha is that if there's no yid, if the halacha is that you can, a person who needs meat or schnitzel on Shabbos, you can ask a goy to cook schnitzel for a person who's a chayla on Shabbos. And it's mutter to eat the schnitzel on Shabbos. Why is it mutter to eat it? Because you're a person's a chayla, so we're allowed to even tell a goy to cook it for you. And what's with bishul akum? We say it doesn't matter, because we said already for chayla shemis hakona, bishul akum is mutter. So Shalom Aleichem says the Mishnah Berurah is fine. When it comes to Nacht, and you will have your schnitzel, you're halfway through the schnitzel, a person is in bed, and you're not feeling well, there's a chole shem b'sakona, we said you can ask a goy to cook a schnitzel for you, and you're enjoying your schnitzel. It comes to Nacht, to clear up, in the time of man, whatever's man, it comes to the normal time of Nacht, and now the halacha is you can't eat it. Why? Because it's shaykh to ask a yid to cook for you. You remember? Don't say you remember this.
Yes, it's good.
Do you know how long ago this was? This is 3 years ago. I didn't remember it myself. I had to look. Very good. This is the riddle. I say that in the middle of a schnitzel, you've been mechuy to stop. You've been mechuy to stop. Yeah, because of this halacha. Okay. Now I just want to mention a halacha which the Mishnah Berurah brings. The Mishnah Berurah says it's just kedai to take into account. We are now holding within the 30 days of Pesach, and the Mishnah Berurah, sometimes, you know, when a person's got a cupcake or a biscuit in his hand and he's trying to hide it from someone, and he puts it in a place, or in the car he hides it in one of the cupboards. So the Mishnah Berurah tells you, very interesting, he says that from already 30 days before Pesach, there's a halacha. What's that halacha? That you should pay attention to where you're putting things. That means during the year, so you have a biscuit in your hand, so you put it in a cupboard. You know those cupboards that, you know, at the time that you're hiding it, yeah, you think, I'm always going to remember. And then a day later, you don't know where it is. You're spending 10 minutes trying to find it, you'll never remember. You feel so silly that you even like hid it. At the time that you hid it, you knew exactly what's going on. Says Mr. Brown, when it comes to such a thing, 30 days before Pesach, then a person should be aware of where he puts things. Mamash, one line. Kosvo ha'achrinim. Kol shloshim yom, all 30 days. Sorech la'ayin b'chol dovah sho'isa. You have to pay attention to everything you do. Shloshoy boi chometz bo'ufen shloyucha la'asir b'nokel. You shouldn't come to a situation where you'll have chometz, where you won't be able to get rid of it, you'll forget about it. So that already starts from now, the halacha, to make sure, you know, you're in the car, and then you have a spare biscuit, and you put it in one of the openings over there, and you'll never remember it. That's a halacha to take into account. I just want to share with our ilum a very geschmack final point, and that is, if you look in this week's parasha, someone's at the end of the parasha, state when we get to, who's the first person who in the Torah wore a mask? Anyone in the Torah wore a mask? Very good. Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of this week's parasha, the state Moshe Rabbeinu came down, of a voice Moshe, lefnei Hashem, ledavi itoi. Yeah, Yossi es ha-masve, Moshe Rabbeinu had a va'itin al-pon ha-masve. And he put a masve, he put a mask on his face, on his whole face. Okay, there, he was very machme of Corona. extra machme. Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Rashi says, interesting, that Moshe Rabbeinu, he took it off at the time that he spoke to Klal Yisrael, and at the time that Hashem spoke to him. So that, maybe that's the minhag of Ayin Shul. Maybe some people in Shul, they take it off, because the state of the Hirashi says, V'noitloi, yeah, V'shor sh'amokim dava imoi. Okay, but the Maisa, there's an interesting to Rashi. Rashi says that what happened was, by Moshe Rabbeinu took the luchos and he smashed the luchos. Okay? And the moshel was, that moshel ma'adavadayma, to a king that didn't erusin to a girl, did kiddushin, and then he left her. And Rashi says this is the moshul, and he left her, and there was a chashash that maybe she was disloyal, was not loyal. And when the king came back, what happened was the friend of the king tore up the ksuva between the king and this queen, the future queen. He tore up the ksuva. Says Rashi, so too Moshe Rabbeinu came along and tore up the Torah. He smashed the Torah. What was the tachlis of smashing the Torah? Because if in the event that Klal Yisrael were not loyal, then it shouldn't be as if she did an avera while she was married. She did an avera when she wasn't married, as if stated in Rashi. That's what Rashi says. And the question is that a ksuva is an obligation that the man gives to the wife. And if you look at the Torah, what is the Torah? If you're comparing the Torah, then the Torah is really what Klal Yisrael, what the wife does to Hashem. Right? So really, how does it fit into what Rashi says? So there's a kishmak yisoy that the Bali Musa write, that they state that the mitzvahs are not, they're not obligations, they're rights. If someone tells you that, you know, you've got a good job, I've got a good job for you in London, in the city of London, and you get £500,000 a year if you work there, it's not an obligation, it's a right. It's a very geschmacka thing that you're zoicha to do. So the Bali Musa say, when it comes to Rashi, that Rashi is explaining that the Torah is similar to the Ksuva. Yes, the Torah that we have is the right that we are zoicha to serve Hashem. It's a geschmacka and nekuda. Mr. Hashem, tomorrow we're going to go with a Seda. Mr. Hashem, we're going to geschmacka and yonim. Shkoyach. Sure.